Welcome to the Authentic Health Coaching Show. My name is Tom Porson-Knowles, founder of Authentic Health Coaching, and I'm so glad you joined us for the show today. If you haven't already, come check us out at AuthenticHealthCoach.com, where you can get your free copy of Dr. Candace Corson's Top 5 Nutrition Tips ebook. It is the number one guide to taking your health to the next level. Now today on the show, we have an absolutely incredible guest for you, Dr. Eric Pearl. Dr. Pearl is the author of the book, The Reconnection, Heal Others, Heal Yourself. And basically, he'll tell you a story very shortly in the interview, but he was a chiropractor for many years, and one day found that he had this healing power to help his patients recover. His patients were saying they had miraculous recoveries from cancer and other diseases. And he went on and studied it and started teaching people the very simple techniques that he was using that had dramatic healing results. And since then, he's been invited to speak at the United Nations and Madison Square Garden. He's been interviewed in New York Times, and he's also been featured in the documentary The Living Matrix recently. And so he's now travels all over the world teaching people in seminars how to heal other people just using your hands and using some really amazing techniques that really we've never seen before. And what's really fascinating about it is that all this research now is corroborating and verifying the work that he's doing, and it's called reconnective healing. It's a whole new modality of healing. So enjoy the show today. Take great notes. Dr. Eric Pearl, welcome to the Authentic Health Coaching Show. Tell us about your background and how you discovered reconnective healing.
Well, I practiced as a doctor of chiropractic for 12 years when one night a few strange occurrences took place. I was awakened by a very bright light. I opened my eyes to see what it was, and it wasn't anything seemingly spiritual or metaphysical. It was just the lamp next to my bed. It, for some reason, sort of elected to turn itself on. Yet at the same time, it felt eerily as if somebody was in my home. So I got up very bravely with a knife, a can of pepper spray, and my Doberman pincher. I went hunting through the house. After about 15 minutes of not finding anyone, I convinced myself it had to be my imagination, and I went back to bed like any other seemingly sane person. But on that Monday, when I went into my office, seven of my patients out of the blue began to insist that they were feeling people in the rooms with us, pretty much the way I had been feeling people in my home. Some said it felt as if people were standing or walking or running. Two of my patients actually looked almost embarrassed and said to me it felt as if somebody was flying around the ceiling. Now, this was my 12th year in practice. No one had ever said anything remotely similar to this to me before, so you would think that this would have gotten my attention. But other patients were saying, I can feel your hands before you touch me. And I'm thinking, oh, yes, sure, you can. Close your eyes. So they closed their eyes. They were lying on the chiropractic table. I would hold my hands in different angles or directions, anywhere from several inches to feet to even yards away from them. They could tell me whether it was aimed toward their feet or their shoulders. As I did that, I would see tiny, tiny, tiny little involuntary muscles in their forehead or their chin begin to ripple, much the way water would ripple if you dropped a pebble into a pond. And then I would start to see their fingers go into involuntary movements and their feet. Their eyes would rapidly dart back and forth. When they'd open their eyes, they started telling me they were seeing colors they'd never seen before, smelling fragrances of flowers they'd never smelled before. And that's when they started reporting healings, real healings. They were getting up out of wheelchairs, some of them, vision and hearing returning, showing me laboratory results where their cancer tumors had vanished. Children with cerebral epilepsy were able to walk, play, and speak normally, not have seizures, not require medications. Of course, just as with medicine, nothing is 100%. It didn't happen with 100% of people, but it happened with some significant amount or number of people that we began to recognize that something real was occurring. Their parents would call. What did you do? I said, I didn't do anything and don't tell anybody, which went over about as big as Nancy Reagan trying to just say no to drugs. So soon people started coming in from everywhere, going, I'll have what she had. Hey, asking me to teach this work. And I said, good, you got to be crazy. How can I teach this? I'm standing there waving my hands in the air looking like a fool. So you go, wave your hands in the air, let me know what your neighbors have to say about it. But my patients would continue to call me and say when they drove home after they left my office, their open when they got home before they hit the button or they walked inside, their lamp, their TV started turning on and off. They felt sensations in their hands. They would hold their hands near someone in their family and suddenly the grandfather could walk after the stroke or the uncle regained their hearing. And that the first indicators we found, we discovered that when you first interact with these, this new, what science calls as a new spectrum of healing, what they refer to as the reconnective healing spectrum or frequencies, that it changes something within us, not just biologically and physiologically, but on a cellular level, on an essence level. We're even five studies so far, with a sixth one internationally being planned, that shows that this changes our actual DNA. It restructures it.
Wow, that's amazing. So how did that come from your office to scientific research? How did that whole process come about?
Well, word started getting out about the healings, and people started coming in from halfway around the world and then returning back home with these different healings, and researchers started contacting me from the University of Miami, Jackson Memorial Hospital, University of Arizona, Dr. William Chip, emeritus from Stanford University, and others. We even recently have completed a second set of research done with the Russian Olympic athletes at the main university in St. Petersburg, Russia, done by the main government research for there, Dr. Konstantin Kuratkov, who compiled some of the research that was done by other researchers and put together a book that he put on Amazon.com, and he calls the book, of all things, Science Confirms Reconnective Healing. So word got out. I put out a book about 10 years ago when Hayhouse contacted me, and the book is called The Reconnection, Heal Others, Heal Yourself. Today it's in 36 languages or more, and it's an international bestseller. I've already trained about 75,000 people in full weekend seminars around the globe how to do this. I speak at hospitals and universities, to governments, to parliaments, to congresses, to royalty, and word just seems to spread. All I pretty much do is I just have a website, thereconnection.com, and I post where I'm doing seminars on the website, and people come from all over to learn how to do this work. These are not healing seminars, meaning for you to come to try to have healings. These are seminars that teach you how to facilitate healings for others. For instance, I'm on the road maybe 42 weeks a year doing these all around the globe. As far as the United States, I've got just two seminars this year left. One is in Los Angeles, in the Newport Beach area, October 19th through 21. One is in Miami, December 7th through 9th. But a lot of your audience is in the UK, and we're having a seminar we're teaching in London, September 21 through the 23rd. The ones in the US are simultaneously translated into Spanish for accessibility. And really, basically, what goes on at the seminars is it's usually a Friday night, all day Saturday, and all day Sunday. On the Friday night, we'd give a three-hour presentation. We talk about the history of the work, the theory, the philosophy, how it came about, the science. We give some live demonstrations of the healings on audience volunteers, so you can see the reality of this for yourself, maybe on yourself or in somebody that you know. And we give everyone the opportunity to feel it in their hands. But Sunday is very different, and I warn people all the time, and I'll tell you right now, don't come. And I mean it, don't come. If you think that we're all going to sit around and hold hands and om and sing Kumbaya, my Lord, because it won't happen that way. What occurs is that we demonstrate a level of the healing from the stage, and we all go to massage tables in groups of usually two or four. I walk around to each of the tables with our internationally trained team of teaching assistants. We show you how to begin to find, to feel, to access, to play with these frequencies, and you start to see the person on the table lying there. Their eyes rapidly dart back and forth, or their fingers and feet move. We show you how to access a different part of it, different parts of their bodies go into involuntary movements. And we go back to the seats, we talk about what we learned, discuss a little more of the philosophy of how to transcend the complications and the fear-based rituals of today's energy healing techniques to bring about something more instantaneous and comprehensive. And then we go back and learn again. And that Sunday, the Sunday of that weekend, I can pretty much make you two promises, which are A, you will be able to do anything and everything in the way of healing that I can do, and B, you will be able to do anything and everything in the way of healing that any human being anywhere on this planet can do.
Wow, that's amazing. So, I mean, if you've been a chiropractor for 12 years before you discovered this, how come you think it took that long to discover that you had this ability to heal, and how come no one else has discovered it before then?
You know, I always wondered, I said, why didn't it come about when I was like, you know, 2 years old, like that? But I guess I wouldn't have gone through the life experiences that allowed me to learn to observe without judgment, to recognize, to understand the universal laws and principles that enable me to teach this. I mean, when this first started coming through me, I thought it couldn't just be coming through me. It's got to be coming through lots of people who I could learn from. And I started calling well-known healers all around the world, and they started calling me, telling me they were sent to me in their meditations. And I met a lot of people who said that they were healers. And some of them were, and some of them were about the same level of healers that any of us are. But some of them seemed to have this coming through them. And so I started to ask myself the same question. I wouldn't have selected me. I know my past. I know my present. You know, I don't have the patience that I wish that I would have with people. I can enjoy a few drinks, maybe a few more than you should have in a night. I've got a sarcastic sense of humor and edge to me. There all seem to be reasons why it shouldn't be me. And my first response to that question was, well, I guess I seem to be able to take a subject that's far out and explain it in a way that allows people to truly listen and begin to see the plausibility and the reality in it. But in looking at this further, I realized that for all the reasons that I thought they wouldn't have selected me, it's probably part of the reason that I selected for this to come through, because people can look at me and all of my faults and shortcomings and say with a good deal of certainty, you know what, if he can do it, I can certainly do it. And that, as funny as that sounds, that's really a huge gift, because we are so busy trying to become special enough and worthy enough to be healers and spiritual beings, and we really have to recognize that we're worthy simply by having been born.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I definitely agree with that. That's really profound. Wow. So is that basically part of the philosophy that you teach at your courses as well, that we're all meant to be healers?
We all have this ability. We no longer need to go search for someone who lives on a mountaintop in Tibet, for example. We can all access this. The book, The Connection, the last third of it is a basic how-to, so you can learn to access it on a for yourself or for your family without seminar. Now, it doesn't make you a reconnective healing practitioner any more than reading a book on hairdressing or dentistry makes you a hairdresser or a dentist. You can take better care of your hair and your teeth, and you can take better care of your own health and that of your family. But to truly learn this, you really want to learn with the guidance of a teacher. You have questions that come up, concepts, understandings, and one-on-one teaching is very important. It's very valuable.
Absolutely. So what's the difference between this mode of energy healing and other modes like Reiki or something like that that many people have already heard of? What's the difference?
Well, this is not energy healing. Energy healing that we know of is a part of this. Apparently, this is a spectrum, a genre, a field of healing that's so broad and comprehensive that according to a lot of the researchers, we haven't had access to before. We have had just energy here. And so those techniques that you mentioned and the other techniques are variations of energy. We access them through different approaches. They feel different, they respond differently. But what happens with reconnective healing is it is not a technique. It is first and foremost a way to transcend technique, to not technique healer, but to master healing itself. It's just like learning the training wheels allows us to begin to access our balance on the bicycle, but we never master the bicycle until we remove the training wheels. We don't master it from adding more and more. And what this is about is us learning that the techniques have been a wonderful set of training wheels for us, but the true gift of an energy healing technique comes in its transcendence. And as we transcend it, we access more than those portions of energy, more than the entirety of energy, but a spectrum of what science calls energy, light, and information that they feel they haven't seen here before. It turns the laws of physics upside down and inside out.
Wow. So tell us about some of the healings and some of the stories of the people that you've worked with and that you've seen at your seminars.
Well, what's so distinct is that the healings tend to be fairly instantaneous, and they tend to be lifelong, so you don't have to go back again and again and again. There's a film called The Living Matrix, and it opens up with the story of a young Greek boy. I was giving a presentation in Greece, and at the end of the a group of people carried this boy up to me who was unable to walk. He had metal braces on his legs. His toes could touch the ground, but his heels couldn't. He couldn't speak. He couldn't use his right hand. And they asked if I'd work on him for a minute. And I said, sure, I will, because the presentation was over. And I stuck 4 minutes into it. The venue said we had to leave because they were closing. And this five-year-old child, for the first time in his life, got off the table, descended the stairs from the stage and ascended the stairs of this miniature coliseum, not once, but twice. They brought me next week, and he said, look what I can do, I can run, and he ran down the hallway. He said, look what else I can do, I can stand on one leg and spin, and he did. And then he said, I can open my right hand, I can hold my own cup of water like a big boy. And then suddenly what became clear was that for the first time in his entire life, he was able to speak, and everyone could understand him. We don't know how this works. That's why there's so much international research on what makes reconnective healing so very different than Reiki and Qigong and the energy healing techniques that we know. But science is studying it. I'm leaving it to science to come up with the answers that they can. I am very happy being in a state of observing this without judgment, recognizing that I don't know, and I believe that our willingness to say that we don't know allows us to continually observe and discover more and more.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, you know, it kind of sounds like too good to be true. What do you say to someone who's skeptical of reconnective healing or just says, you know, that's hogwash or some other new age kind of thing?
You know, no one could have been more skeptical than me. I mean, the reality of this whole thing, Tom, is that I went home from my office on a Thursday night thinking I was a doctor. I came back in on a Monday and I was something else. And my parents had always told me that I was something else, but this is probably not what they had in mind. I overcome my own skepticism to wonder about my own sanity. I never studied this. I never planned it. And the funniest thing is, even though I've always been sort of a type A personality where you didn't escape a conversation with me with making me think that you agreed, here's the thing that affected my life and millions of lives now around more dramatically than anything has ever before, and it's the one thing that not only can I prove, but I don't feel even, you know, compelled to. I know that I can't. All I can really do is share your truth. And the biggest discovery that I made is that once you overcome your own skepticism, the funniest thing happens. Nobody else's skepticism seems to matter, and you suddenly realize that all you can do in this life is tell the truth, and the people who are willing and able to see it are the ones who come and see it.
Mm-hmm. Wow, well, that's a powerful message. Well, Eric, thank you so much for being with us on the show today. I know it's going to touch thousands of people's lives and hopefully bring in a new age of healing for all of us. Where can people find out more information about you and the work that you do?
Well, the book, of course, is called The Reconnection: Heal Others, Heal Yourself. The website is the same name, www.thereconnection.com, thereconnection.com. You can find out lots there. You can go to Google. You can go to Amazon. You can get the book. If you're more scientifically left-brain-minded in this situation, you can also find a book that the researchers have put together on Amazon that's called Science Confirms Reconnective Healing. But I suggest you just get The Reconnection, Heal Others, Heal Yourself, and I think you'll find what you're looking for.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Eric.
Thank you very much.
Hey there, it's Tom Korsnoles again. I hope you loved the show today with Dr. Eric Pearl. I know you can tell just from listening to him, you know, how amazing this man is and his heart's in the right place. And really, it's, I don't even know if words can express how amazing it is, honestly. But I guess you'll just have to find out for yourself. You can check out his book, The Reconnection, or check out one of his live events to learn more. So I hope you enjoyed the show. Remember to come check us out at AuthenticHealthCoach.com. where you can get your free copy of Dr. Cannon's Corson's Top 5 Nutrition Tips. If you have any questions, anything we can help you with, your health and nutrition, or anything about Dr. Pearl, you can ask us at AuthenticHealthCoach.com or email me directly, tom@choosetom.com. All right, wishing you an incredible day. Take care, and I'll talk to you soon.